case, please.
Case number 9736, Timothy Fluharty, east of Road 543, being Lot 5, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement for the placement of a manufactured home.
Timothy Fluharty, 23333 Ross Station Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Allison Bramble, 362 West Main Street, Elkton, Maryland.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Okay, I guess it was in June. Seaford had the flood. I had just purchased a home. I got to live in it for 4 days before it was destroyed by the flood. So I lost all my belongings, my house. The Red Cross came and told me I wasn't allowed back inside the house due to mold and that the water in my yard could possibly be contaminated.
And
asbestos, which was found on the property that I was not aware of when I purchased the home. So basically, I sat back and waited for the town council meetings and the firehouse meetings, and everyone said, okay, well, FEMA's going to help, DEMA's going to help, the Red Cross is going to help, town of Seaford's going to help. So I lived in a tent in my front yard for 3 months waiting for this help to come. And finally, I've been living in Elkton at my girlfriend's house. For the first 3 months, it couldn't happen because her grandmother was in her house. Once she moved, I moved to Elkton, so I've been driving 2 hours to Tillman Island, Maryland every morning and 2 hours back to Elkton every night until my house here in Seaford could get done. The reason for me moving to Seaford, I spent 10 years at MBNA Bank in Newark, Delaware. My ex-wife remarried, and my son moved here to Georgetown. So I quit my job, sold my house, bought a house here so I could be a father. I went through the SBA back and forth after basically FEMA, DEMA, the Red Cross, everyone kind of one at a time came to me and said, sorry we haven't returned your calls. There's no funding. We can't help you. We can hook you up with a hotel room. So then I went to the SBA because of, Mr. Biden's office actually directed me to the SBA. They called the SBA for me. I spoke with them. Everything got approved. But the problem was I was just one income, and I had just lost $41,000 on a home I just purchased, and I was still $128,000 in debt on a mortgage I had to pay for a home that no longer existed. So I got this house approved. It's basically all I could afford. Everything was fine. The manufacturer of the home said, no problem, we'll take care of the permits. Everything is fine. The SBA came back and said, okay, everything is fine. It's been approved. We've approved your loan. They set the foundation. They put the house on the foundation. And then they came back right before I was going to move in and said, we're sorry, your building permit was denied. So we came in. We spoke with the zoning board. They gave me an emergency.
It's an emergency placement permit.
An emergency placement permit. And an emergency, where I can stay.
Temporary CO.
Yeah. And they told me I had to come here.
Because apparently when the property was originally purchased, it was advertised as being an acre of property.
7/8 of an acre.
No, it initially was advertised as a full acre. Then we were told it's 7/8 of an acre, and when the building permit was applied for, we found out that it's actually less than 3/4 of an acre. And that is the reason we're here, because the manufactured home that we put on there is 1,600 square feet, which we were told we need to have at least 3/4 of an acre for that amount of house to be on the property.
Who was the... what company did you buy the house from?
Manufactured Housing Concepts of Millsboro.
And they, did you speak with them about this situation?
They were actually upset. They said this is the first time this has ever happened to them.
On the contrary, but they've been before several times.
Oh, they have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Pulled
my leg. No, actually, I didn't.
They offered.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
honestly was spending 4 hours on the road every day and working 10 to 12 hours. I'm so exhausted. I can't even make phone calls during the day. My cell phone doesn't work in Tillman. So she's been taking all the phone calls. My mother's been doing all the SBA paperwork. And basically I've been living out of my car. So, and I still have 50% custody of my son. So I'm driving him to Elkton as well on the days I have him and taking him to Epworth Christian Academy. So it's this whole thing has
been wearing hard on you, I'm sure.
We would really like to be able to just move into our house permanently.
It's $480 worth of gas a month that I'm paying just to go to work and back. And I'm also paying on the first mortgage of a house that no longer exists. Now I'm paying on a second mortgage, and I'm paying $710 a month for child support on child I have 50% of the time. Because the child support court said that they were booked full and they couldn't fit me in for 6 months to change it because I'm at a new job now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
One more question. What type of structure was on the other floor?
It was a stilt built house.
Stilt built. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think certainly the situation is unique. Considering that the applicant thought he had enough property to begin with, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think that certainly it's obvious not all of it, if any of it, was created by the applicant. I don't think it'll alter the essential character in the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to public welfare, minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9736 and that a letter be sent to Manufacturing Housing Concepts.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9736 with stipulations. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you
very much, Mr. Smith.